But
like really slow.
Despite all the slowness, I think it's okay. Maybe. I think it's okay.
Sure. You might hear some mellow jazz in the background. That's our neighbors. Jazz band.
Yeah, they're practicing in the next door room.
They have a really good trumpetist.
Is it Zach, maybe?
I don't know. It's all I can hear right now.
But shout out to the jazz people. Not sure if that's a positive shout out or not.
To be determined.
Yeah. But let's... Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
We created a love playlist. Yeah.
That's right. We brought back the theme show.
Today's a theme, and it's all about love.
Or lack of love. We have some, like, lack of love songs, but related to love.
Yeah. I have some songs that are about, like, love, but it's like, well, I don't want to give it away, but it's, you know, loving, like, an inanimate object.
What?
What's wrong with that?
It's, like, weird, isn't it?
No, it's loving the moon.
Oh. Okay, I thought we were going down a different path here.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm looking at, see, this person likes islands.
Okay, well, I don't know, I feel like, you know what, you're just going to have to stay tuned to find out. It's going to be interesting.
Yes. Well, I just got a really weird text, actually, and I think... Will Jabala just said, I have fresh basil, if you'd like it.
Oh, shout out to Will.
Shout out to Will, Elizabeth's neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, it's so kind.
Aww.
He's the engineer.
Neat.
OMG. I would love some fresh basil.
He just got over COVID. Fun fact.
Wait, so I probably shouldn't go into his home.
I think he's past his quarantine date, I think. He told Maddie he tested negative.
When?
He came over to get our vacuum yesterday.
Oh, when he was maskless.
He had a mask on. But I think it was a courtesy. I appreciated it. I don't know. He uses the vacuum a lot.
I'll wash the basil.
I don't know if COVID would live on your basil. You're probably fine.
Ugh, I'm too germophobic. Well,
you should wash your basil anyway.
I should wash the basil anyway. Well, let's play some tunes.
Let's do it.
Let's spread some love.
Woohoo.
Here we go.
Enjoy.
So tell me what's wrong with feeling. I'm a flower, you're a bee. It's much older than you and me. I'm in love, I'm alive. I belong to the stars and sky. Let's pretend we are for one night. With our animals, baby, it's the people that I want.
Hello, everybody. We are back. Hope you're feeling all... I'm feeling love, I guess. But the first one was Real Love Baby. Wait, I definitely just made a mistake. Real Love Baby by... What? By Father John Misty. But the album is Real Love Baby. So if you're looking on the website...
It's not Real Love Baby by Real Love Baby.
Yeah, it's by Father John Misty.
So when we made the playlist this week, I just went to my possibilities playlist and searched like love or heart or whatever. And this one came up. It was from a really long time ago. It was way back in the possibilities, but kind of country-esque.
Yeah.
Like got a little like guitar going on in there.
A little twang.
But we opened up with like wholesome love songs for you guys.
Yeah. When I heard it at first, I was like, okay, but I like it. I've heard this song before.
It picked up a little bit.
It did pick up. It was nice. The second song, Can't Live Without Your Love by Janelle Monáe. That's my pick. I really like her. Just a song with love in the title. Definitely two pro-love songs that we have today in store. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For any of our Kanye West fans, the song Heartless happens to not be explicit, happens to be about, well, not exactly about love, but has the word heart in the title. We decided not to play it because we weren't sure that our loyal listeners would appreciate it. But if you do, I suggest you go listen.
I don't think most of our listeners would appreciate it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
To be honest, I don't really appreciate it.
Oh, damn.
You know, like, I have a few Kanye West songs on, like, my workout playlist, but that's beyond okay. that, I don't go there for, like, enjoyment
That's
listening.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's fine. That's okay. Well, anyway.
It's out there if you want to give it a listen.
If you want to, maybe you'll like it.
Maybe you will.
But, yeah. Today was Monday. Yeah. Any big things that happened? Oh, the Super Bowl!
I didn't watch it. I did watch the halftime show.
I watched it. I watched the halftime show as well. But it was actually like, okay, this is the only time I watch football besides the Lafleur-Lehigh game. But I could say this was a good game. Like, it was entertaining.
I saw the score at the end. It looked like it had some value in it.
Yeah, like, there was, you know, first the Rams were up, and then the Bengals were up, and then the Rams swooped in. It was close. Like, it was entertaining.
Yeah. We love a little bit of excitement.
I know, it ended kind of early, so, like, it was good.
What time? Oh, it started early, didn't it?
6:30 ended at, like, almost before 10.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, like, when the halftime show was on, it was still daytime.
Yes! I mean, I guess they were playing California.
On the West
Coast, yeah. That was weird. I thought the halftime show was a little disappointing.
You know, I thought it could have been a lot worse. I was expecting, I'm not sure what I was expecting, but it wasn't that, and I feel like it could have been a lot worse.
I just feel like the halftime show is supposed to be this, like, big thing, and I was just watching people stand on a stage. I guess there was that one part where they were, like, in different rooms, which was cool, but, like, I don't know. Even the dance choreograph, it was like 10 dancers in a square.
I feel like maybe these artists think they're like too cool for all the like big flashy stuff.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess like Snoop Dogg didn't really have any.
Like, I feel like that's their vibe, is to just like.
Just wrap it out.
Just wrap it out and like bop.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Never been to a Snoop Dogg concert. I never plan on going to a Snoop Dogg concert.
Well,
so.
I would if the opportunity. Right,
we were
up.
Talking about, so we have some, so I'm not attending the Remy Wolf concert next week because of grad school interviews.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, but, oh, this week, yeah, yeah. Sorry, but Hannah will still be attending. And so we were looking up some alternative concert ideas. And we were like, what type of people do you think would go listen to, like, an Andrew Bird concert? Or an Alt-J concert? Like, mm-hmm. Who do you think those artists attract to their concerts?
Yeah. I don't know.
I would love to know. Like, I would love to see who goes to an Andrew Bird concert.
I mean, I think... Okay, Andrew Bird is playing in July. And so we're not sure if we're going to be able to do that. But Alt J is playing with Portugal the Man in April.
Two excellent bands.
And we're thinking that Alt J is a little more alternative and Portugal the Man is a little more basic.
Mainstream.
So maybe they'll even each other out.
I think it'd be cool. Also, they were half the price of Andrew Bird. I don't know why Andrew Bird...
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. No, maybe like the Steel Stacks? Or is it that expensive of a location?
Do people even know who Andrew Bird is?
I didn't think so, but maybe they do.
Like, come on. Alt J is much more pop... And Portugal the Man is much more popular than Andrew Bird.
Relatively speaking, I think, yeah.
Okay, but I think it's because the Andrew Bird was not through the Spotify link.
True.
But I don't even know if that's it.
But it wasn't the Steel Stacks, though, and that would be cool.
That would be cool. Definitely.
But, you know, I feel like any concert is a concert at this point.
I know. I feel like any concert is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play some more tunes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. There's a island of a
every night it's there for that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every night above my window. And that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside. It's right there. People can consume my love in the wrong way, so I send it up. And I
real love so hard to find. Just when you think you found it, it knows even in your eyes it lies. So be careful where you look for love. Be careful where you look for love. Real love so hard to find. Just when you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. Yo, that's why I let the moon shine.
Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move out.
Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh?
Still I'm trying to escape the demons in my room.
You see, it's no chains dropping, we learn to maintain. Yo, and how could anybody else complain when they brainwashes and watches every time we make exchanges of slaves? Locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cook up, exercising, we'll deny you the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Cause shit changed. I don't blame my father for lamping. I believe that help. With me trying to grow, it's just still to try to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm standing, taking chances. Though I need that full. Flat on my back, you just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So,
peace the moon, peace the stars, peace the sun.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. That was Desert Island Lover by Bad Child.
All caps.
All caps. And Why I Love the Moon by Phony People.
Three eyes and I.
Yes.
Yeah. That was another Discover Weekly. No, Possibilities playlist.
Wow.
Old find.
Old find. The second one, I think, was my Discover Weekly. I really liked the chorus. I thought it was really sweet. I did not remember there was some rapping in there, which I feel like we don't normally play on our show, but, you know, it was
chill.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, some nice tunes. Yeah.
Yeah. I had morning practice today.
Oh, how was that?
It was actually really good. Really? Today was a good day.
Wait, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was really solid.
Wait, that's so nice.
I feel like I always tell myself that I, like, stay fit over winter break.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I just don't. And then, like, it's week four and now I'm finally, like,
oh my
starting
God.
To see a difference again do you in, like, my times.
Do you work out over winter break?
I do. I join the gym when I'm home.
Let's go.
But then I got sick this winter break and I didn't go to the gym for like a week and a half. So I guess that set me back. But then it's also like when you're by yourself, it's so much harder to motivate yourself.
Totally.
To like actually like hit your max.
And I feel like sometimes you don't know if you're doing this. Like sometimes when you're by yourself, things feel like they tire you out more because you're like, there's nothing to pay attention to.
Yeah,
I feel like in track, you know, we'd all like run together and I'd be like, oh wow, we're turning 5 miles. I mean, obviously I knew it was 5 miles, but like I would never be able to do that by myself.
Yeah. So I saw some good numbers today. I was pleased.
Yay. When's the next regatta?
Oh my gosh, our first regatta I think is the weekend after spring break.
Wow.
Is usually when we have our regatta against Lehigh.
Ooh.
We're gonna get absolutely destroyed.
Oh.
Or at least the women are. The men, too, because our men's team is tiny. But,
yeah. That's still fun, though.
It will be fun. I hope we have good weather, because it can be really, really cold that weekend, or it can be really nice.
I guess it's still March.
Yeah. Luckily, freshman year, it was, like, a beautiful weekend.
Wow.
But apparently, the year before that, they had, like, frostbite warnings. Like, it was just no fun.
Aw.
So, keep your fingers crossed.
Yay. That was exciting.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Hmm.
Ergathon starts tomorrow.
Well, I heard about this.
Yeah, so you should stop by.
And donate some money to Row.
Yeah. Some of my family, you might have gotten some emails from our board. So that's what helps, you know, send us to regattas and stuff. So
you guys are going to be rowing in Farrenon.
Yeah, from 8 a.m. tomorrow to 8 a.m. on Wednesday.
What time slot did you get?
I'm going to help set up at 7 tomorrow morning, and then I'm going to row from, I think, like, 7 to 8 p.m., and then from, like, 2 to 3 a.m., because it's senior year, and I, like, you got to do it.
You got to do that horrible time slot.
It's not hard. It's, like, a vibe. We set up a TV in Farrenon.
So it's not about, you don't go fast.
No, not for an hour.
So it's just, like, a slow bike equivalent.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a boardwalk bike.
Pretty much. You just kind of, like, sit there and, like, keep the fan moving and then
Okay. Let
the meters rack up and
okay,
take
so
your
it's,
time.
So it is about the meters.
Yeah. So, like, at the end, we usually release something like, oh, like, we rode, you know, X amount of meters in 24 hours. Like, thanks for your donations.
I see. But it doesn't really matter.
No, not really. I mean, like, freshman year, I decided to, like, go hard and I rode a marathon.
Ow.
But I don't feel the need to do that again this year.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah. So come stop by. You can, you know, try it out on the erg.
I'll be there.
We'll have bikes there too.
Oh, I'll be there at 2 a.m., I guess.
You can come at 2 a.m. if you want to.
Hmm. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Tina will be there. Maddie.
Aww.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we play some more tunes?
Yeah. Let's play.
Let's play some tunes.
Here we go.
You know how to be a heartbreaker, but you don't know how love goes.
baby, I birds taking me down. I'm seeing things clearer, but I can't hold on. You let go of our words before. Baby, I know your tricks. I know when it's foolin'. I know when love's real. And I know when it's foolin'. And this is just not. So I think it's my time to go. Baby, how to be a heartbreaker, but you don't know how love goes, baby. I know you don't know how to be a heartbreaker, but you don't know how love goes. I wanted.
Hi guys, we're back.
That was
that was not close at all. I was on top of everything. Well, that
we
that,
made it.
That was a Heartbreaker by New Parlor and Love Paranoia by Tame Impala. So some more maybe not in your face love type of songs,
but relating to love.
Relating to love. Our previous batch was Loving of Inanimate Objects Like the Moon and Desert Island. Are those object things? Things. Loving things.
Sure.
Loving things.
Yeah.
Loving things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, dug this one out of the old Possibilities playlist as well.
Nice.
It was way back there. What was the artist again?
It was New Parlor.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure where I got this one from so long ago.
Mine was, I was looking up different love-related songs, and I think I was just looking at, like, artists that I know. And I was like, oh, look at this one. So I did a little research and came upon this.
Nice.
Yeah, shout out to Erica, who likes Tame Impala.
Yes, Erica does like Tame Impala.
Along with a lot of other people who like
Tame
Impala.
Yeah, they're pretty popular,
aren't
they?
Popular, yeah. I feel like they have, yeah.
My favorite Tame Impala song is the Wiggles cover.
Oh my god.
Of Tame Impala. It's actually so good.
I watched it with you.
Was it not amazing?
No, it was amazing.
It was amazing. The Wiggles do a cover of Tame Impala's like most famous song, and then they like remix it with the fruit salad song. It is so funny. It's really, they're actually very talented musicians, the Wiggles. Fun fact.
The Wiggles? Wow. That, we encourage you to go watch that video.
You should. It's really funny.
The Wiggles, Tame Impala, Elephant.
Yes, that's what it is. They have a female Wiggle now.
Yes.
The Yellow Wiggle. Now.
Which was, what's his name?
I don't remember. My brother and I had little Wiggle, like, toys. We had the red and the purple ones.
Okay, the purple one is Jeff.
I don't remember who's, I think mine might have been purple and Christopher's
was the
red.
Wake up, Jeff. The blue one's Anthony.
Maybe we had the blue one. I don't remember. We had two little Wiggle dolls.
The blue one's Fruit Salad. That's his song.
Oh, now I don't remember.
What's the yellow one's name?
Hmm.
I have to look this up.
We were big Wiggle children, though.
We had like Wiggle like VHSs. And we would watch them.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's so silly.
Oh no, my phone's gonna die. I was gonna say my parents would text me like which Wiggles we
got. I know, I was like, Mom, do you know what it is? I'm Googling it.
But, ah. Oh, there they are.
Oh, wait, what's his name?
No, it's only showing the
We don't want the Wiggle. Girl. It's like, it's not Paul. I think Paul's the red one.
Oh, Greg. Who was Greg? My dad just texted me Greg.
Greg. I never would have gotten that, actually.
I don't know, is Greg the yellow one or is that
It is the yellow one. Look, here
look
he
at
is.
My dad go.
Wow. Let's go.
Greg.
Mr. Good. Wow, it's Greg.
Aw.
They're so silly.
Maybe Chris had the yellow one. Yeah, I do not remember now.
Huh. I think, okay. It was definitely, purple is definitely Jeff.
Hmm.
Oh, goodness. My mom just said the yellow one is the cute one. Mom.
Wow.
I did not know you had feelings for the Wiggles this whole time.
I think we saw the Wiggles live.
No, you did not.
I think we did.
I'm kind of jealous.
I want to say we went to like a like live Wiggles performance.
We had like a VHS of a live Wiggles performance, I think. Or was like the Wiggles move? I remember seeing them on a stage.
I have, like, a very vague memory of this event.
I feel like you wouldn't have made that up.
Oh, I did see the Wiggles.
Let's go.
Oh, we saw them at the... They came to the Santander Performing Arts Center in Reading.
That's so funny. Wow, that's so cool. The Wiggles in Reading.
That's the same arena that I graduated in. Fun fact.
No way.
Yeah. It's where the Reading Royals ice hockey team plays.
Wow.
And maybe basketball? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what goes on in there. Besides graduations.
And the Wiggles.
And the Wiggles. They host a lot of, like, concerts and stuff.
Wait. I looked up photos of the Wiggles. And this... I didn't think that... I never really... This never crossed my mind. But I'm seeing the Wiggles in normal, everyday clothes.
No.
And it looks wrong. This is Greg.
You're ruining the magic.
He's just a random man. This is even worse. Greg in a blue shirt.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Put him in a yellow
shirt. Yeah, I can only wear yellow. I assumed that he only wore yellow. What? Wow. Well.
Yeah, flashback. I have seen the Wiggles in person.
That's a really freaking cool. If this wasn't the Love Show, I would be tempted to play their cover of Elephant on there.
You have to bring up YouTube for it.
That I think you can do that.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe in the future.
Maybe it's on Spotify, I wonder. We'll figure it out.
We'll do some research.
But we'll play our tunes. We'll play our tunes. Here we go.
Your love in my heart. Well, the kids are getting married, said, bless my soul. Say the heaven ain't high, but the devil ain't low. Preacher said, easy there, you really don't know. Bless my soul, you really don't know. When a man loves a woman, he'll say anything. If he's got a dove in his hands and a lover in his heart, he's got a bird in the head with a lover in his heart.
Was definitely totally intentional.
That is how the song ended, and then it fades out just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were just having a really deep conversation. But anyway, that was I Just Love You by Rue Paines and Heart by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
So, shout out to Aunt Donna.
Shout out.
She sent me the cutest text tonight. She just wanted to spread some Valentine's Day love and send me a little love song with
so
the cello
cute.
In it. And it was a beautiful song. So obviously we had to play it for our Valentine's themed show.
It was very nice.
It was very pretty, very wholesome.
Yes.
I liked his voice too.
It was really nice voice.
Very like relaxed.
Yeah. The second one was my pick. I think I was also doing some research of bands we like and found this song, which we were thinking we might have played before, but I think it was appropriate, and it was a nice send-off, and I really liked it.
We love some Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Yeah, so that we kind of ended on a more lovey note.
I think that's good.
Which I guess is good.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've been feeling, like, really into Valentine's Day.
Tell the people about your nails.
Guys! Okay, so you know all those, like, fancy ladies with their, like, long acrylic nails? I don't know why I've been so intrigued, but I think it's so cool. And I was at Target with Ori the other day, and we saw these $10 press-on nails, and we got them, and I pressed them on Saturday night, and now I have these long, fancy nails.
Do you have to cut them to the right shape then?
No. I think you can. Or you could file them.
Hmm.
But yeah, and they're little Valentine's-y. But this it's probably one of the most crazy things I've done.
That's wild.
It's actually wild, and now I'm like this big fancy lady living fancy lady lifestyle.
Living on the edge.
It's not an easy lifestyle, and my nails have already came off 3 times from doing not fancy things.
Personally, I could actually not function.
I have considered taking them off many times, but
they just look so cool.
I think they look so cool that it's like I can't.
You can't. You gotta keep
them. They stay on for a week. Like, they're gonna come, I think they come off in a week, or they're like basically good for that long.
Neat.
So I don't think I'm gonna do this again for a while. It's kind of, I feel like I'm a part of a science experiment. But they're really cool.
Yeah, they look sick.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Is Travis?
I thought I heard the door, so we might want to sign off. I heard the door, too. You know what? We probably should.
Sign off. Yeah, well, in case you guys forgot, you were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And you'll hear us next...
She just lost.
Guys, my nail literally just came off.
You'll hear us next week. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.